Seven Knife and Hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. Seven Knife and Hell.
How about you add me on next time?
You always say you're going to add yourself on. And then I add you on and you exit yourself out. Anyway.
What's up, people?
We are here. 79 and
my niggas. What I say? I said trade them.
79 and we can't even hear what you're saying because you're breaking up. You're too close to the fucking mic. But anyway, 79 and Hallis, episode 208, the Bears trade deadline special. It's your boy Scott and Flows. You know to follow us on Twitter at Barbershare Scott, at Flows and Delaney. Follow the Barbershare Network at Barbershare Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershare Network. Use all the tiers and don't cancel at the end of the month. Also, visit the VCNet.com. Barbershare shop is coming soon, but we are here to talk about some fucking Bears trades. I don't know when the hell the NFL trade deadline became like the NBA, but it is fucking lit. I will give the floor to my esteemed brother, who shout out to whoever screenshotted him with your new Windhorse pick. As you, we both called this, but you more specifically put this thing in motion. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Roquan, Chase Claypool, Ryan Poles, fuck y'all niggas speech he had today. I'm going to give you the floor.
Well, I called for Roquan's trade at the beginning of the season because I believe he wanted, I think there was a leak because I don't have that source, so I won't say it was me. And if it's wrong, I apologize. But there was something, somebody saying he was trying to get $25 million. You're out your mind. You're out your mind.
You are out of your mind.
No, you absolutely not. Your mind. Why am I giving you $25 million for what? No. But that's not to say he wasn't a good player for the Bears. He was great. And the Bears have a tradition and a history of having great linebackers. They do. And he was next in that line. But the problem is, this is not your average Bears. This isn't your mom and pop's Bears. Unless your mom and pop's watched the 85 Bears, then of course they're not this at all. But this isn't your average Bears. It's not to say that Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus are the saviors and that they're going to continue to do smart moves and build a Super Bowl. No, they may suck 4 years from now, and we're back to square one. I am acutely aware of this potential future. But what I will say is they're not committed to anybody. And what have me and Scott been preaching, specifically me? I said, I don't care about names anymore.
Yep.
I don't care about names. It doesn't matter to me. I want players who are coming here to win, who are coming there to win, and I want players who are going to fit with the team that the Bears have. And Roquan, I don't think his specialty is a 4-3 linebacker. I think he's a 3-4 linebacker. And I don't think he was working for the Bears very well. Now, of course, he had two interceptions, and you're like, oh, okay, he was good. But you saw last Sunday, late to the play, getting juked out of his socks. And you just didn't hear from him that game. And if there is somebody like a Fred Warner, I always hear him. Because not only is a talented linebacker, he makes splash plays. You know, same as Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson is a corner, is a safety, is a solid safety, is a great safety, but he also makes splash plays. Same as if we're going historically, we're going back to linebackers, Ray Lewis. Great linebacker, splash plays. He's even shocked to find a nigga has like 30-something interceptions. Didn't know where that even came from. But he was not giving the Bears that. And he wanted too much money. If he'd have took a team-friendly deal, the Bears would have probably kept him. And I understand him wanting to go improve himself and wanting that contract. That's not to say he didn't deserve it either. But in this particular team, I don't think it would have been the right move to shove all that money at outside linebacker. Off ball as well. No. I think it was time for the Bears to move on and get some value and start shoring up that offense. And I asked for his trade at the beginning of the season. They traded him to who did they trade him to?
They put him to Baltimore.
To Baltimore, to the Ravens. It's a good team. I
think the Ravens should have got a receiver. Yeah.
They should have got Chase Claypool. They should have been looking for a receiver. They're tripping. But
and on top of that, they got two niggas whose contracts finna be up, and him and Lamar, and they got one franchise tag, and also both of them don't have agents.
It was.
But that's not my decision. Problem.
But it ain't my problem because I'm not a Baltimore fan.
Yeah.
You know, a Baltimore fan ain't got nothing to do with me. So you do what you want. But at least he's going to a good defense, I guess. But you know, I have to say I like the move. I thank Roquan for his 4 years on me. 5 years? Four?
Five seasons. Five and a half if you include four and a half if you include this season.
4 years on meaningless Bears teams. And I wish him well in his next chapter, but it's time to go. And that's, you know, that's just thinking objectively about it. What did I say? A 2 1/5 is what I said yesterday?
Yeah, you called it. Yeah,
I said a 2 1/5.
I said that they should try to get a first round.
You're not getting for outside linebacker no more. Off ball. Nope. It's just been disastrous. What was my Jalen Smith with the Cowboys? Had that big contract, and I'm pretty sure he's out the league now. It's just
he's not out the league. He's still on the team, man.
Jalen Smith ain't on the Cowboys. He was on the Packers at one point, but I don't know if he is with the team.
You might be right. He might be out of the league. Hold on, Jalen Smith. No, he's with the Giants.
He's with the Giants. But this is someone who was selected 34th overall, and then was with the
Packers. He's with the Packers last year.
Yeah, he's with the Packers for one season, and. I mean, this dude tore both his ACL and his LCL, if I remember correctly. So, no, I'm out of the league. And then he's been a shell of himself ever since. I think he's had maybe – he's played in 5 games. I don't know how many he started this year. He started in 4 games this year. He used to be one of the best players in the league. This is a person who at one point had hundreds of tackles. And yeah, now he started 3 games this year. Sorry.
Okay.
This is a dude who's getting hundreds of tackles. And then he played on 3 teams, only started 4 games. And this year he's sitting at about 26 tackles. 3 games. And that's, I think his deal kind of took the outside linebacker market and kind of tainted it because you're like, I don't even want to pay for this. For a middle linebacker, a Mike linebacker, you pay that probably. You probably throw money because they're just so central to a defense.
Billy Ice in the chat said, Poles pulled up and put his meat on the table and said, F the Packers.
And then it brings me great joy to know the Packers were looking for the same player, offered the second round, and got nothing in return. It is hilarious to see Packers fans say, I can't believe I'm about to say this. The Packers should move like the Bears. I'm like,
yeah. I was like, okay.
Okay.
It's new ownership. There is new ownership.
I ain't saying it's us either, but it ain't your same NFC North. And I was talking to one of the homies, who I'm not going to mention, is a Packers fan. He just said, man, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, 3 Super Bowl appearances. He said, that shit whack. And in my head, I'm like, you still have 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. I was watching Pat McAfee.
I'm like, you still have 2 Super Bowls. Like,
I was watching Pat McAfee. Then AJ Hawk's inner Packer came out. He said, I don't really understand it, too. And then Pat McAfee was like, well, who's the Packers get?
What'd he say?
He said, who's the Packers get? He said, I don't understand. He said, well, I mean, they needed somebody to throw to. The Packers was trying to get him. Aaron was on here a couple hours ago and said he was hoping that they get some news doing it, and the Bears got him. It's a good move.
Yeah, you know. It's objectively a good move. I know Calvin Ridley got picked up, and me and Scott will talk about it later, but he's not going to play till next year.
Yeah.
And if he would have found his way into the FanDuel Center where the Bulls are at, good luck.
The FanDuel area in the United Center.
Good luck.
He definitely would have been posted up there. But my initial thoughts, man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, there's something that, you know, I know there's something that pretty much we all thought was going to happen. We were hoping was going to happen. Like, we all think neither one of us thought that it was going to happen mid-season. This was something that we said back in training camp that we felt that it was probably going to happen after the end of the season. You know what I'm saying? As far as that, like we said on the last part, we hoped that would happen mid-season, even though that's not something that really happens. Not just with the Bears being in the NFL. You don't see a lot of splash deadline trades really until like the last year or two. Yeah. But I feel like this year's deadline was more crazy than usual. I mean, you see Bradley Chubb going to the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, there was a whole bunch of other trades.
First, I don't know about that one, but whatever.
Yeah, and then sign them to a new deal. Well, since they signed them to a new deal, I get it. Still a lot. But, you know, at the same time, they're going for it. They're going for it, so I'm not mad at it. When you're going for it, you're going for it. You know, Les Snead and the Rams, they adopted the fuck them picks mantra that I think everybody is following now. So when you have that team that they've got, I don't have a problem with the trade. They're not trying to rebuild. They got what they wanted with what they got right now, and they're just trying to add on top of it.
Yeah, it seems like the NFL is in a state where there are several teams who are like, this is it. We have to make a stand here. We have to. This is our window's closing, and it's time to go all in. And so yeah. A lot of teams, Vikings are one of those teams where it's time to do it. It's time to get all we can, all hands on deck, because there's a guard shifting, and we might not be a part of it. Then there are teams like the Bears who are like, you know, what did Kevin Garnett say? I got a couple Glocks, a couple AKs, you know, a couple Uzis.
Who said that?
Remember Kevin Garnett when he was talking about, oh, come on, Scott.
Kevin Garnett said this on what?
It was right before a game. He was sitting getting interviewed by the press.
Oh, no, no. I know which one you're talking about. I know which one you're talking about now. Yeah, yeah. I was like, when the fuck KG talking about? Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I was like, when the fuck KG?
That's it. It's all the marbles. Sitting in the house. I'm loading up the pump. I'm loading up the Uzi. I got a couple of M16s, a couple of 9s. I got a couple of joints with some silencers on. I'm just loading up clips, a couple of grenades.
Was this when he was in Minnesota or Boston?
A couple of, you know, missiles.
That was Minnesota. I can tell from that playoff logo.
It says 15 years ago, and this is 2007.
Oh, well, that was Boston.
So
that was Boston.
And he was talking, of course, about the playoffs. But what we're talking about is the Bears shoring up picks. Now, he said clips. It's a magazine. A clip is like an N1 grand, but whatever. It's time for the Bears to shore up picks. And it's time for the Bears to shore up talent. And if you didn't know now, the Bears are building around Justin.
I mean, you hella just like cut the middle of my reaction with a full on rant. But like I was saying, was you know, you got to go all in if you're somebody like Miami. So I'm not mad at it. And by the way, keep Justin on the upright on Sunday because Chubb will be coming. Oh man, on this ridiculous.
You know what else is on Chubb?
Oh, all right, man. And so you know these three different trades we've seen. Like I think Poles looked at this roster when he got the job. Like, yo, these niggas stink. I got to get rid of all of these motherfuckers. And you know, and it's just, you know, I feel like he gave Roquan and Robert Quinn a half to see, like, should I get rid of y'all now? We got nothing out of Robert Quinn. You know, Robert Quinn did nothing. I love Robert Quinn, one of the coolest guys running to the facility, professional.
No, he had a record breaking season.
I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this season. And so, you know, but he's in a good situation. He's in an undefeated team with Philly. He got a chance to go get him a ring. So I'm glad for that. Roquan, and we'll get into Paul's press conference and the comments he had later. But basically, you know what I'm saying? He's a good poker player. One thing I love about all this, Ryan Poles didn't show his hand. Just a couple weeks ago, he said, oh, I'm comfortable with the wide receiver room. I'm comfortable with everything we got. Nigga, no. Even if he traded Robert Quinn last week, he said, yeah, I think we're done trading. Nigga, no. Two of them. And, you know, it was just something where it was bomb after bomb. And today, you know, I love the Roquan trade. But I went to sleep last night, and I was like, man, it'd be crazy if they traded for Chase Claypool. It literally was on my mind last night. And then when I saw it drop this morning, I was ecstatic. And for all y'all Bears fans, this is not just a Bears fan thing. This is a sports fan thing. Y'all get too attached to draft picks.
Yeah.
And you got to look at the landscape. The Bears had two first second rounders. So you can get rid of one. As soon as they got a second rounder yesterday, I was like, okay, they're probably going to trade that one. That was my first instinct. And I don't care if it was the Ravens second rounder or it was our second round. It don't matter. You got two. You can use them. And think about a second rounder. Is there any wide receiver who's going in the second round that you think is as talented as Chase Claypool right now? No. And even them, they're unproven. You don't know what you're going to get with a rookie wide receiver. It might take him a while. Every night he's not going to jump off the page like a Justin Jefferson or a Jamar Chase and just be great right away. Sometimes it takes time. So I'd rather go with a guy with Chase Claypool. And I see Steeler fans out there and some people who just like hating on the Bears, bringing up Claypool's numbers. Do you understand who the fuck was throwing to him? We know personally one of the quarterbacks in Mitchell Trubisky. Then, of course, Kenny Pickens. I don't think he's going to be good. I said when he got drafted. Now, I could be wrong. He might be good one day, but he ain't good right now. And there's tape of him being open and open. He was frustrated in the situation because he wasn't getting looks. It's going to be a godsend having Justin Fields throw to him. And that's just what I like. You can really start to see a plan. It's just funny how much has changed in just the 2 weeks since we sat here after that Washington Commanders game. You was at the game. I watched game. We were enraged on that pod. Not because of the game, because we didn't know what the fuck Paul's plan was. We didn't know what the fuck was going on. We wondered why they not run a simple RPO to the point where national media was seeing it. You had Richard Sherman was mad like he was a Bear fan. You had Scott Van Pelt pulling out. David Kaplan, all these people pointed out. And in these last 2 weeks, not only have they figured out an offensive strategy to roll with for the rest of the season, they've also got rid of the dead weight, and they've brought in a weapon for Justin Fields. And like you just said a second ago, now you understand that they are building this thing around Justin Fields. It is solidified, and that's something big going forward. Now, before we get into questions, now do we have any voicemails today?
Oh, we have. Okay. I have some from Sunday, Monday. I have five.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, let's just answer Billy's question. Then we'll get to the voicemails. Billy says, now that we got Chase, does that change your opinion on how this pros draft? A little bit, just a tad, because I mean, I still think you should get another wide receiver. And I do think there will go wide receiver in the second round now, but I'm starting to think that maybe offensive line should be the number one pick. And I was thinking that already, but after getting Claypool, and you're building a young core now. And like we said last week, Komet ain't been bad.
No.
Komet has not been bad. Moody, do you understand? Darnell Mooney is probably thanking God right now. You understand the coverage he's going to get? Yeah. He's going to get so much better. N'Keal Harry, I've loved what I've seen from the last 2 weeks. And he's a younger guy. So now you're starting to see stuff, and you got Demo still here.
Yeah.
Herbert's still here. You're starting to build stuff. So now it's like if you can get you an old lineman, start building that, now you got some, you know, continuity with the team.
You know, it's funny because a few people were like, oh, man, you know, it's just you got two players who are both number twos in Chase and Darnell. How's this going to work? I'm like, first, Chase was the number one on his team. I was like, secondly, if you could make two Darnell Mooneys and put them on the team, you would do that.
Yeah.
Because it's still two skillful players. They might not be a number one, but would you rather have a number two and a whole bunch of fours, or would you have two number twos, maybe a three, and then the rest of them are fours and fives? You would take the twos. Chase Claypool had like 10 touchdowns his rookie year when Ben Roethlisberger, Bathroom Ben, who should be in prison, had his last hoorah and put up like 34-10. But you can tell he was on the downswing. You could tell he's not the guy anymore, but you could tell he set up a little bit left. Chase Claypool had an incredible rookie year. On his last year, of course, when you saw Ben Roethlisberger only throw, actually, he threw almost 12 touchdowns less, same number of interceptions, and just looked down. And then you have Mitchell Trubisky and Kenny Pickens, who aren't throwing touchdowns at all, and he's open. And if you can look at his highlight tape and see spectacular catches and see, I don't see that on this team. Darnell Mooney's spectacular catches have come this year because he's had to. So you have somebody with a big body frame who runs a 4.4. What could you not like about that? In the second round pick, I believe it was the Bears' original second round pick, and they kept the Ravens one. It's still a second round pick, which means you don't lose. You stay in the plus.
Yeah,
if they would have traded 2 second round picks, I'm like,
man, that's a different thing. Yeah, that's a different thing. You better be getting
Stephon Diggs. I better be getting Stephon Diggs.
Right, Stephon Diggs.
Now, you said Stephon Diggs for 2 twos. I'm like, that ain't a problem.
Or AJ Brown or something like that. You think that the Eagles care about the draft picks they gave Tennessee?
No. But you did appropriately, and it was literally second round pick for him. Nothing else additional. It wasn't like the Lions who traded Hockenson and more picks.
Bro.
Like, that was the stupidest trade
in division.
In division. If you're getting if you're giving them Hockenson, they should be given the picks. You don't need to get anything else. I thought myself and said, what are the Lions doing? This is stupid. Whatever. That's beside the point. Poles traded literally pick Claypool straight up. It was objectively a good trade. And so now you fans who are worried about the record can shut up because you understand right now the Bears need to build. And if they build patiently, that doesn't mean slowly, but patiently and with haste, they're going to have a good team if they're doing it patiently, skillfully, and with haste. With haste does not mean that you're doing it rushed. It just means that you realize you have to create your window and you can't sit on your ass and do it. But you, if you're doing it patiently, you realize you can do something speedfully with haste. If I tell you to start practicing, I don't know, throwing a baseball, you're going to start off slow. You're going to speed it up. Then you're going to get fast at it. Eventually, you're going to get very good at what you're doing. I don't say in an MLB level, but you'll get good. But the speed doesn't mean you're not doing it patiently. You just have gotten so good with the muscle memory, now you can start adding some speed to it. And that's the same with the Bears. Right now, they're building up, and since they're building up, they're trying to do it with haste, but also patiently and not rushing themselves. And if this is what pace is doing, because we're not a Bears coverage or in a company who just jumps on a bandwagon of any GM that comes around and says, oh, man, you know, it's time for the man. It's time for
– I mean, we get Bears props fans. For –
Yeah, props some, for props some Bears fans are calling them like, you know, it's goat polls. I'm like, no.
I think that's more joy. I think it's more joy.
Sure, that's what joy. Yeah. And I'll throw a polls meme, but I'm not calling him that because I still want to see the results.
He
turns around and the Bears' offense is continuing to ascend. Next year, they are next year they're a playoff contender, and then the next year they turn into a Super Bowl contender. Then yeah, I'll call. Then if he wins, he's King Poles forever. If he wins, he's solidified.
If he wins, but you gotta win. He's gonna be. He's never got to pay for a meal again. Ask 85 Bears. Have they paid for anything in the last 37 years?
And then
years?
I won't have to hear about MAGA Singletary. I don't have to hear about anyone else. They can go do whatever they have to do. I want so much people walk in the bar and think, who's this old guy? That's what I want to happen. I want them to fade into obscurity. So that way, the new Bears can replace them. And you could say, oh, man, the 2024 Bears, just like the 85 Bears. Like it has that level of prestige. I want them to respectfully fade into obscurity.
So what's our voicemails?
All right, we're going into our voicemails, and we have one from Monday right after – because Roquan was traded yesterday, right?
Yeah, Roquan was traded yesterday.
So we're going to – so it's four. One of them was right after the game, and somebody said they felt happy. But, yeah, we kind of already talked about that. So it was my bad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is OrlorT6 at Twitter.
First off, you banned. I'm not playing this nigga. No. We'll play.
Congrats to Professor Folks with your over here molding the young minds of America. As being a teacher, and to Scott, you know, on your diet journey, you looking very svelte, and just everything you guys are doing on the pods and everything with all your content.
You know, this is a very wholesome call, right?
Yeah, it really is.
I fear you be tripping on Twitter, but it's a very respectful voicemail. Thank you.
You know, shout out to you guys and Dante and Pierce as well. But man, happy Bear Monday. Which is weird, considering that we got the shit kicked out of us yesterday. But, you know, just with the improvements that you're seeing from Justin and just, like, the talent that he has and that you can just see that he's going to be the franchise quarterback that we needed and that we've always needed. And now with the trade for Roquan, who, you know, I mean, the writing was on the wall when they didn't re-sign him. He gets to earn his deal. Good for him. We get more draft capital. But now the time is for Poles to really hit a home run this offseason because, you know, this is going to be the most important Bears offseason probably in my lifetime, in all of our lifetimes, you know. And he needs to hit a home run, so it's going to build the pressure on him. And, yo, man, I'm excited because once you have the quarterback, everything else falls into place. So I'm happy, you know. So bear down.
Let me give an H-O. That's an O-H. I mean, O-H, Ohio State. Any Buckeyes in view, give me the I-O back, Justin. I told you niggas, but, you know, we'll wait until he has proven himself fully. But
it will
be poetic justice if Justin turns out to be the best QB out there to draft and beats out Trevor Lawrence again, even when people selected Trevor over him.
You said today, the national media is already slowly turning. Like,
they're like, oh, you got a weapon for Justin? I was like, oh,
look, people got to understand, the NFL wants the Bears to be good. Yeah. You understand? Like, there's so much more money for the NFL when the Bears are good.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Yo, what's up, guys?
You hear?
It's moving to see your underscore on Twitter. Been listening to you guys for a while, big fan. Man, shout out to Ryan Poles, man. Like, all the shit that we were talking about him in the offseason, rightly so, because he didn't do anything to help Justin out, to help the offense out. Like, he's been doing some pretty good things the past couple weeks. And what I like about it more is that, like, everything made sense. Like, trading Robert Quinn made sense. Trading Roquan Smith made sense. Trading for Claypool, again, like, it just makes sense. I like that he's been taking moves that have been more calculated, but also, like, aggressive at the same time, because getting Claypool, like, it's just a good fit for what the team needs, right? He's a big body receiver who can stretch vertically. You know, he's a deep threat also, so you can have Justin, because he has the accuracy. You can throw it deep to him, and he's not going to drop it like Bayless Jones did or like St. Brown did, right? Yeah. So, man, like, it's just a good fit for this team, man. And what I love most about getting Claypool is it opens things up for Darnell Mooney, because Mooney's been getting a lot of, you know, defenses on him because he's been the number one, even though he isn't one. And he's gotten all the attention from the defense. So now when defenses have to worry about Claypool now, that opens things up for Mooney too. And you also have to worry about the threat of Justin running too. So, like, Claypool opens up so much for this offense. So I'm really interested in seeing what Luke Getsy can do with him now, because now there's actual talent on this team. You have an actual talented receiver group with Mooney and Claypool. And who knows, maybe you draft one later on next year, or you get another veteran in, who knows. But there's clearly a plan here that, you know, there's some criticism for, but I like what I've seen so far. It shows that they believe in Justin, which is so important, and I love that. So I love the moves. I'm excited to watch Chase Claypool with his, you know, Notre Dame buddy, Cole Kmet. I love the move. I'm excited to see what it looks like on the field now. Peace, guys.
I'm hyped now.
I don't know. Is this, I don't know if this is Kyle from back in the day, back in the hood. I don't know if this. I think this is Kyle. I don't know many other Kyle Wilsons, but I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, the Bears have been rebuilding for a long time, and we could be drinking a Kool-Aid and they could suck. I'm not going to not say that's not possible, because me and Scott ain't gonna give in to the Kool-Aid and then they sucked. So
yeah.
Anyway, I agree with everything the call said. So moving on to our next call.
What's good, y'all? It's at BRC2 on Twitter. I personally, I don't got no complaints about this nigga, man. I mean, Ryan Poles came in and did exactly what we wanted new Bears leadership to do. He's now went out and he's acquired a really good potential, but also proven NFL talent at wide receiver for our young quarterback. I also do like the two trades for Quinn and Roquan as well. I think you got probably the best value for Quinn at this moment in time. Probably the only complaint you could have is trade him in the offseason where his value was still hot, fresh off the 18.5 sacks, but that's negligible at this point. It doesn't really matter. Roquan trade obviously was really good, because you got that second round pick to then facilitate the trade for Claypool. So I really like the direction that we're going in, man. I don't really think what this does is it gives us a lot of flexibility in draft, is what I want to say. Now, instead of being pigeonholed and like, oh, we have to get a wide receiver, do we, you know, trade up to make sure we get Jackson Smith? Do we take a flyer on Quentin Johnson? You know, or do we go ahead and just make sure we can get Jordan Addison? Now you have the flexibility to say, maybe we go offensive line. Maybe we get Jalen Carter from Georgia, who's really good and could be excellent as a three technique in this defense. Maybe you then get Will Anderson if there's a high run on quarterbacks in the first couple picks. Maybe you even trade down and get that second pick that you traded for Claypool to begin with. We have a lot of different ways we can go about this, so I'm really excited about the direction, and I cannot wait, surprisingly, to watch Bears games late in the season, even though we may lose, because because I want to see Fields and Claypool develop chemistry.
I think everybody gets it, man.
I mean, you said it perfectly.
Shout out to Keith. Flo, let's put that phone on silent. We've been trying to say that for 208 episodes.
I can't do that. The streets are calling.
It's trademark now.
No, that's true. If the Bears were to win like eight games, not going to happen. But if they were, I would not be surprised if they traded down, left the first round to get another second rounder. I would not be shocked. But I don't think so. I think they'll, especially if their defense has to be. Now the point where I'm starting to say, you may need to get you some linemen, some D linemen.
But they got enough picks.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But it's enough picks to work right now. I would love it when Sam Mustipher is off this team.
Yes.
And he's employed at another NFL team. I hope he has a good life. I don't hate him, nor do I want to disrespect him. He's just not fit for the Bears. And you'll have Lucas Patrick, Doug Kramer, Illinois. Hopefully he comes back healthy as your starter and your backup at center. And Tevin Jenkins moves back to his natural spot. Things get sorted out. Although I will say the O-line has shown some improvement, even shuffling around, which is why the NFL can be so ironic.
The fucking line now. That's why.
It's amazing how the NFL can be so ironic sometimes, because you make these starters, you put them out, and then they get injured. Then you put their backups in. All of a sudden, the line somehow learns to coalesce and block. It's really hilarious. But moving on, we have one more left. And it says transcript not available. I hope it's not anybody cursing us out.
Yo, Flo, Scott. This is AG on Twitter. I'm the dude that put the fucking waves on Flo's head. okay, overall, I'm very pleased with what has gone on these past weeks at Hallis Hall. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Poles, Ian Cunningham, Flo's. And I know Poles, you know, he came in, he didn't really want to embrace the rebuild, at least publicly acknowledge it. But, you know, we all knew what time it was. This is a damn rebuild. Plus, you know, the only people that lie more than politicians are NFL GMs and football coaches, right? So, yeah. The key difference with this rebuild, though, is that you have a young QB to build around. So,
the biggest thing.
That's huge for this team. And it seems like he's starting to really embrace that as well. But before I ramble, I just want to kind of get into a couple of the trades, or actually, I guess all of the trades.
My man, so I'm a guest on the show real quick.
Wide receiver role for all the reasons that have been pointed out already by pretty much everybody. And plus, just, you know, bottom line, you know, he adds to a budding young offensive core. And hopefully continues to aid in Justin Fields' maturation as a quarterback in the NFL. Quinn, it's pretty short. Like, this is probably a guy that's not really moving the needle for this team in any meaningful way this season. But he gets to join a team with Super Bowl ambitions this season in the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, probably the best team in the NFL, arguably at least top two or three team in the NFL.
Joshua Allen has something to say about that.
You get solid comp for this guy in the late fourth round pick, obviously, because the Eagles are good.
Eagles are good, though.
Obviously a good player. Once again, you get good comp for this player who, you know, in all likelihood would have gotten franchise tagged by the Bears next season and, you know, continue to be a headache for this front office just because, as Poles already alluded to in his recent press conference, you know, they just couldn't come to terms, really, or, like, come find a middle ground. And so, and by the way, like, isn't it crazy how many times we've seen this man pose in front of a camera and microphones in 6 months? And Ryan Pace, we haven't seen this man in front of a camera, you know, as many times as you've seen Bowles in 6 years. That's crazy, bro. Like, this guy, you know what I'm saying? He says that he tries to be transparent. And, you know, obviously there's certain things that he's not going to get into as a GM for reasons. But I don't know. I think he tries, which, you know, you can appreciate.
First off, brother, do you want a job as a journalist? That was
that was great.
That was very composed. And I'm like, It's not like you want to work for Barbara Shannon. But no, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, you damn near did our jobs for us. Yeah. I agree. You spoke well. It's why I love our podcast, because it's not giving a voice to the people because we are the people. We are literally just, it's passing a microphone around.
Yeah.
And that's why literally that's why we're called the Barbara Shannon Network. That's why our logo is a barbershop logo with a microphone over it, because barbershop is where it still is too, nigga. I've been to barbershop and that nigga still talk like this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
When I see my barber Tim, it still chat like this.
The barbershop and the group chat are the only safe places for black men in America.
Yeah, and so this gives us a chance to just chat and talk, and I really respect our supporters for really, you know, speaking their minds. And even, you know, somebody,
I'll be trying not to cuss y'all out on Twitter. I apologize. I'm getting better.
Somebody like Odo Ortiz just thanking Scott on, you know, saying congratulations, Scott, on his weight loss journey and me with my job. That's a lot. That actually made me feel very good. So I appreciate you all support. I will make sure Scott doesn't abuse you. Scott was like, for the last time, I'm like, come on, Scott. Scott doesn't have patience.
I don't.
Whereas me, I will answer the question 1,000 times.
Hey, but you was cussing niggas out like 2 weeks ago, nigga.
Well, niggas was being disrespectful. I'm not going to take disrespect. Like, are you serious, you idiot? I'm like, whoa, where's the name for this?
Somebody told me today, did you read after the fucking fifth sentence? I just sent the camera on you mad again. See, I'm growing up.
Yeah, because eventually when we get big enough, I'm not going to see it. You're gonna have to pay on Elon's Twitter. You're gonna have to pay to be a super follower.
Yeah, on Elon's Twitter. Billy said, I want to give love to Ian Cunningham. To my man, you put my mama gonna be snatched up. I know you meant my man's gonna be snatched up soon. Yeah, he's definitely gonna be gone soon. Key says, does Mooney give up that 11 now to Claypool? They got drafted the same year. I tell Claypool to kiss my ass.
No. No, this isn't a legacy player. No. you better tell Baylor's give up 12 so I can win.
Right, exactly.
Baylor's ain't earned nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, we in the same draft. Nigga, no. It was the real Jaleef said, now we need more Scott Cousin people out. It's hilarious. See, somebody appreciates my ministry on here.
It's hilarious because when I was at work and I texted our mother the video of Roquan, and she's like, he crying because he next.
Now, Dante said that too.
She said, now, Beanie, is he crying because he next? And I was like,
I got to show the actual group chat. When the data, when they show him crying, Dante put literally seconds later, he Roquan crying because he know he next. Like seconds later.
I'm going to leave it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got to be in Baltimore. I mean, it's a good team, but it's fucking Baltimore. But anyway.
But it's Baltimore.
Baltimore. Now, let's get to the next topic. How should we talk about everything about Justin Fields? The keys is his, officially his. How do you think Justin Fields is feeling in his crib in the suburbs of Chicago right now? What do you think is on your boy's mind going on right now?
It's a confidence builder, because it's one thing for ownership and management to say, I believe in you. And then it's one thing to see, oh, they're shuffling the team for me. Nothing says I believe in you like action. Nothing says, and if you're talking everyday life for everyday people like us, nothing says I appreciate you more than action. If I say I love you and I don't do anything to show it, you're not really sure if you love the person.
Right.
But if I help you out, I'm there for you. I listen to you. I do things you need me to do, and it's reciprocal. Then you're gonna know the person cares. And so when they say we believe in you, they're showing it now by building around him, and that is we're going all in on Justin.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell niggas, bro. I realize with Justin and his game, he learns at his own pace and he learns patiently. When he was the number two quarterback, was Trevor Lawrence in Georgia? Not at Georgia, but in Georgia, like the state.
Yeah, they were the same state.
Both out of Georgia, Trevor Lawrence was the player of his state.
Yeah, they were low-key like the Magic and Bird of Georgia.
And but when it was, what happened when they got a chance? If you saw his overtime documentary to play in that,
the question is not have I seen it. The question is how many times have I seen it?
That top quarterback's what you call it camp, Justin won. When it came for them to play each other in college, it's probably, I think it's 1-1. Trevor won the first time. It was Justin's first year. That second year, Justin lit up a team. So you know, and I still think Trevor will be fine. Zach Wilson, I don't know, maybe not. Mac Jones is looking like booty.
But all we asking for is consistency when you grade these. Give them niggas an open wide receiver camera. Like, you know the fuck? Saying?
And so now he has – how soon can Chase Claypool play?
He'll probably play Sunday. Christian McCaffrey played on the week. He got traded later in the week.
It's true. I will be pulling up to Soldier, and I'm back this week. So 2 weeks, which I love the 2 weeks, by the way. I'm not going to act like I didn't.
I'm back next week, baby. We both will be in Soldier Field next week.
And I once again won't care about the score. I'm going to be looking for development.
Stats and L. That's what I want.
If they lose stats 50-30, but Justin got 4 TDs and 2 to Mooney and 2 to Claypool, I'm like, that was a good game.
I'm so a big think will about probably play only red zone. Yeah, he'll probably not. He's not gonna play that much, but he's gonna play. Yeah.
And so if they look up in a press conference, and you know, of course, you got my boy Jason Leisure saying, you know, asking the tough questions about the defense and why it stinks. I'm gonna come after and say, Justin, how does it feel to have Chase Claypool on the team? I'm gonna ask a softball question because I want to know about how the offense feels. So yeah, that's where my head is.
Billy said people in B-more will be mad when they realize Roquan ain't able to fill in Ray Lewis's bloody suit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, man, that's hilarious. I feel like you said, Justin should be excited. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you do believe in me. And I think if there was any, indication of any question, which I don't think there was. And like you know, one of our voicemails said that he feels like Pace tries, and not Pace, Poles tries and tries to be transparent. If he's transparent with the media and the fan base, you can guess he's even more transparent with the actual players.
Because Pace and what's it called it were not. I felt bad for Andy Dalton because I feel like they didn't tell him nothing. Because
they lied to him. Let's just keep it a buck. They lied to him.
When they should have said, hey, Andy, we picked you up for a reason, but if there presents an opportunity, we're going to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's like, I was told I was starting. That's all, like, you know, that's a player who hasn't been told anything. So
yeah. And it's like, you know, even when
I don't know where Ryan Pace is now.
He's in Atlanta. It's the reason why they snatched up all the former Bears players out there. I think he's like a scout or something in Atlanta. He's doing something in Atlanta. But he said Pace is as transparent as a brick wall. But Poles, like, even he said in his press conference like before they traded Roquan. I mean, after they traded Roquan, we had to hear. I don't know if it was before.
You gotta say Roquan.
Now I don't know if it was before or after the trade, but he said that it was him and Flew sat down with the leaders of the team. So that right there just shows you the difference between the two. As my brother looks to see, you didn't hear what I said. I was saying
cousin was at the door.
And they said they sat down with the leaders of the team after the road. I don't know if it was before or after the road conference. They sat down, him, Flew, and the players of the team. That means it was all everybody's on the same page. Like Ryan Pace wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So we see the difference here. And immediately naming Eddie Jackson captain. Which I love. I'm glad that Bojack is performing. I'm glad he's here. He's like the last Mohicans. Him and Cody Whitehead, only two people from the 2018 team.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they go beat that. I can fully support y'all. I'm off that Packers narcotic. No, nigga, you stay over there. You stay on that sinking ship.
No.
Stay on that sinking ship over there, nigga.
Go say a Hail Bart star prayer. You got no love over here, brother.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So the story about Poles holding the impromptu press conference before the pass game was a cool ass move. Yeah, that was cool too. It's good to see all this stuff going on. But if you're Justin Fields, you got to be ecstatic. And you know, Phil, you're an Ohio State guy, so you know more about his, you know, how he thinks more than anything. I think you're going to see an even more determined Justin Fields for the rest of the entire season. Now he's like, okay, what you're going to stand, you're going to hopefully see a lot of shootouts this year. Because this Bears defense, do you understand the amount of points they're going to give up to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday? Boy, they gave 49 to the Cowboys. These niggas might score 50 plus with the way that Mike McDaniel runs that offense and things of that nature. But the Bears going to put up some points too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be
It's going to be nasty.
Yeah. It's going to be like you get a lot of Jack Sanborn. And when he's playing a full game, you're going to see the exposure going on in that field. It's going to be nasty. But as long as the offense, for the rest of the season, for the next 9 games, I want Justin to stay healthy, and I want stats and L. Like, oh, Justin had a great game. Offense had a great game. We lost. Who gives a shit? Give me that high pick. That's what I'm looking for the rest of the team. I saw a lot of older media who, you know, I think, you know, the philosophy is changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're having a hard time accepting that you trade a linebacker. Like you said, we don't know who the hell was in the linebacking corps when the Rams won a championship last year. I don't fucking know, and I watch a lot of fucking football. It's about building the offense, which is so, you know, foreign to older media and long-term Bears fans. I'm tired of the run, have a decent quarterback, and play good defense. That's not winning you games in 2023.
No.
Get with the times. I'm glad Poles is getting with the times, and we're starting to see it in real motion. So I'm going to watch a 55-38 game with a smile on my face. Me too.
You know, sometimes folks who have covered the Bears for so long are settled in their ways, but they also want change. Like, you know, I me and Scott have heard plenty of groans when the Bears do terrible offensively. And then when they start to make a move, it's like, oh, what are they doing? You can't be complacent. But I just realized I know that humans don't like change. Yeah. Humans don't like change at all. And it could be something small. And add this to a lot of people who've been covering the Bears for decades, it's not shock. But I know there are quite a few have been asking for the Bears to be competent for quite some time. My man Dan Weider has been saying the Bears are stuck in 85 for forever now. So, no, I know I'm just one of the people who I love legacy media. I love new media. And I think there are two parts to a connecting bridge that can help bridge fans, but also those who have more insight, because my sources are limited. Whereas legacy media within Hollis Hall has plenty, the reputation, the companies that they have. And so I think both can be bridging a gap. But for those media and also older fans who don't like defense to be traded, right now it's more about the scheme you're playing and the players you're fitting in. Whereas on offense, it's about we need big-time players to make big-time plays. Now, that being said, after Patrick Mahomes came in the league, defenses did adjust. Two high safeties became – you're going to have to sit back there all game to limit explosive plays. And against players not named Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes, it's been working.
Yeah.
And not named Jalen Hurts, it's been working. The rest of the league, the rest of the league has been sucking. But at the same time, you know, with today's NFL, I think more than the linebackers, the defensive line plays an important role. And it's, can your front four condense great a pressure line? And yeah, create pressure enough so that I don't have to have God-level linebackers. And they're going to remain the most important pieces. Somebody like Aaron Donald, he created so much change and so much game-changing plays with the defense by his singular play. Because not only could he bull rush you as an interior lineman, he could finesse you and blow past you as an interior lineman. And I think that's what the shift – NFL just goes through shifts and trends, and it's just – it's going to be like this. And offense will be like this for a little bit. I think now running backs will start to see more prominence, and you'll start to see teams – I don't say they're going to be first-round picks, but you're going to start to see the second-round picks become more and more valuable for running backs and not like to Seattle, I can draft whoever I want, it'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's important. Because Seattle ain't been the same since they left – they lost my man's Marshawn, and they've just filled it with random running backs,
even though it wasn't working for them, though.
Not really.
This year's been working for him.
Well, no, it's not a random running back, it's a nigga from Michigan State who was a good running back.
Well, I mean, by random, is it not Marshawn? That's what I mean,
you know. But they were filling in with 7-6 rounders, like who you did not pay attention to. So I think the NFL will look to – you'll start seeing the second and third rounders become important for running backs because you if the defense adapts again. It's just literally – it's a back-and-forth game. Back-and-forth game or tug-of-war between what offenses and what defenses will do. What you call it? Patrick Mahomes took 50 touchdowns when the defenses had not adjusted to him. All of a sudden, the Bucs said too high. And then what happened to Super Bowl? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. To wrap this up, what do you feel about Poe's vision or anything that stood out to you from the press conference?
I just like the poise, the understanding, and him trying to really. I feel like he was trying to allude to that it's just time to take, you know, be patient and let the process that they have built take place. So yeah, I'm looking forward to. Would there be, introductory press conferences?
Not during the middle of the season.
I don't know if they're, no. I'm not talking about like setup. I mean, like, it's first out the locker room.
They'll probably do a media, like, he'll probably speak to the media on probably Friday or something. Unless he gets to Chicago tonight. If he gets to Chicago tonight, they might have him speak tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. His first out of the locker room, not sit down, hold a jersey. That's beginning of the season, but sit down outside the locker room in the PNC Center or in the locker room.
It'll probably be tomorrow or Friday.
They probably go to the PNC Center just to give him some space, and you have to sit there and talk.
Like before practice.
Yeah. And Scott will be back next week to hold it down at Hallis Hall because, of course,
I'll be back end teacher. Of next week. So the Falcons,
week after.
I'll be there. Yeah, the Falcons. I'll be at the Lions game, but I'll be back at Hallis for Falcons week. So, but yeah, man, for me personally, I just love that, you know, I feel like we got a plan. That's all I've been asking for.
Yeah.
Is I just want a plan. What's the plan? Yeah. And whether or not this plan works or not, we still got to fucking see. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you still got a draft play. Yeah, we got all these damn draft picks, but you still got to draft a player. So I think that's something that we still got to, you know, work on. But, you know, for the most part, I like what I see. I'm actually excited to watch these last 9 games. I'm excited to see what the offense is going to look like. And, you know, if you're Getsy, nobody should be happier than Getsy and Justin Fields today. This is a big win from the day. And I'm excited about that, man. So we appreciate everybody in the chat. This is the most engagement we've had in the chat. So we appreciate everybody. I appreciate watching on YouTube, on all our Twitter feeds. Man, if you came in late or you missed it, the audio is going to be up tonight. I'm putting the audio up tonight. It will be on all Barber's Chair Network feeds. So check that out. You know to follow us per usual at Barber's Chair Scott, at Flows and Delini, at 79th and Hallis. Follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Patreon, man. Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Visit the BCNet.com. Barber's Chair Shop is coming real soon, man. We got some 79th and Hallis merch coming for y'all, man. And also, we'll be back on Sunday after the game against the Miami Dolphins, man. So we're looking forward to talking to y'all then, man. We out.
79th and Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Edison. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 79.